弟兄姊妹，我今天要交通的题目是力上加力。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you today, from strength to strength.
我们先读两处的圣经。
We'll read two passages from the Bible.
一处是诗篇84篇。
Psalm 84.
诗篇84篇的第五节到第七节。
Psalm 84 verses 5 through 7.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion.Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
就是有一批神的子民呢，他们走一段路，想要去耶路撒冷朝见敬拜我们的神。
And there is a group of the people of God go heading to Jerusalem to wanting to go worship our Lord.
然后第七节他这边写说他们是力上加力要到锡安朝见神。
And here in verse 7, it says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
我们再翻到启示录的第三章第八节。
Turn to Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8.
启示录第三章第八节，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door that, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
那在这个菲拉铁菲这个有冠冕的教会里，它有一个特点。
And in the church in Philadelphia, the church that has the crown, it has a very special point here.
对，除了至少除了主给他们一个敞开的门之外
，the special characteristics besides the Lord giving them an open door.
啊，主说为什么门能够敞开呢？是因为当中你有一点点的力量。
Why that the door is an open door? The Lord says because among you there is a little strength.
同姊妹，在这个圣经里面呢，有一句话在罗马书叫做本于信与以至于信。
In the Bible, in the book of Romans, there is a place that is called from faith to faith.
就是 from faith to faith, 就好像如果从这个翻译的话，就是信上加信。
It's from faith and you add on faith.
然后在这个约翰福音里面有一句话叫做恩上加恩。
And in John it says grace upon grace.
对，然后保罗也讲过要荣上加荣。
And Paul also mentioned from glory to glory.
我们弟兄恩主最近也在交通彼得后书，那边也是从有了信心要加上德行，一直加加加。
And our brother Andrew shared with us in Second Peter, you know, when you have faith, you add on others and you keep adding on.
我记得在好多年，当我读罗马书第一章的时候
，Many years when I was reading Romans chapter one.
每次看到这个本于信以至于信这句话
，Every time I come across this word from faith to faith.
我总感觉好像这个中文或是这个文字上看得懂。
I could understand from Chinese that the words itself.
但仔细去想的时候，我就常常在那边想的不是很能够深入的明白什么叫做从信到信。
And when I ponder upon it, it's hard to grasp what is from faith to faith.
当然我们可以多领会，就是我们来到主面前是因着我们有信心。
But we can kind of grasp it because we come to God because of faith.
然后主继续加添我们的信心。
And he keeps adding faith to us.
或是说我们继续达到一个信心更加坚固完全的一个地步。
Or in other words, our faith is being strengthened, to be firmed.
那以此类推的话，我今天有一个负担是讲到力上加力。
And so from there, I have this burden to speak from strength to strength.
也就是说，我们主已经给了我们一定的力量。
That the Lord has already given us a portion of the strength.
那我们相信，我们可以像诗篇八十四篇的这批神的子民一样，我们能够继续的被加添力量。
And I believe that like the people of God in Psalm 84 here, that we'll continue from strength to strength.
然后这个力量能够叫我们坚固，能够叫我们持续的在那里追求主。
That the strength can cause us to be steadfast, that we can continue to come and pursue the Lord.
对，这一段的时间呢，我总是有两个心愿对我自己。
During this, this period of time, I continue to have these two desires for myself.
对，有时候可能私下跟弟兄姊妹交通，我可能也略略提到。
I probably mentioned some when I'm fellowshipping with brothers and sisters.
有一个就是说，我希望我能够在主的面前走完我一生的路。
That I can before the Lord to finish walking this life.
就是说主，我信主了。
That I have already believed in the Lord.
然后主量给了我一生的道路。
And the Lord has measured out this life for me.
我希望我能够走到最后。
That I can finish this course, this life before Him.
意思是说，一直到路程的终了，盼望呢，我都是一直在那里跟随着主，能够单纯的爱主。
That I can continue to follow the Lord, to love Him in simplicity until the end of this road.
然后第二个哈，就是因为现在这个疫情。
And secondly, because of this pandemic.
对，我的盼望是说，当这个疫情希望有一天结束的时候。
My hope is that one day when this pandemic does end.
然后我一回头看这段的时间。
And when I look back at this whole entire period of time,
我盼望我不至于后悔，我不至于觉得我浪费了这段时间。
And I hope that I will have no regrets as that I have wasted this time.
对，我盼望在这段时间呢，我能够仍然有长进，虽然环境很不同，但我仍然能够有长进。
I hope that I still continue to have growth even though of the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得哈，这两个心愿呢，都需要主加添我们的力量，能够走过去，把它走完。
I feel that these two desires, that we have to have strength from the Lord to help us finish walking on this course.
对，如果从一个我们一生的路程的角度来看
，If we look at it in the perspective of our lives path,
我真的深深的觉得。在这个路程当中，我们会碰到会碰到打击，会碰到试探，会碰到很多的引诱。
I know that along this whole path we will come to, we will meet many blows, temptations, and attacks.
那我们几乎可以肯定，我们会碰到很多的事情把我们缠累。或是仇敌的攻击，叫我们被拉住。
Or we will have like many entanglements, or the enemy attacking us and hold us. There are things that hold us up.
我可以预期到有各式各样的原因，能够叫我们软弱、疲倦，甚至离开主。
And there are many reasons I can think of that that will cause us to become weak, to go astray from the Lord.
那从这个疫情的这段。时间的角度来看的话
，and from the perspective of this pandemic，
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有类似的感觉哈。
I don't know if you feel the same。
我总感觉好像有一种无形的影响的力量在那边消耗这个磨损我们属灵的力量。
I feel that there's this invisible influence, like eating.Into or killing our spiritual strength.
对，也许每个人遇见的事情或是生活都不完全的一样。
Maybe what everyone will come across in our daily living is different.
那也许我们大部分人几乎大部分时间都留在家里。
And maybe perhaps most of us, we spend most of the time during the pandemic at home.
我们没有办法到处走，或是甚至说 能够到不同的地方试着有点服侍。
Maybe we can't, you know, go out or even, to have some serving, you know, in other places.
好，好像在这个环境里面有一种说不出来的一个感觉呢，叫我们慢慢的那个磨损我们的力量，叫我们感觉会疲倦，不太容易能够持续跟从主。
It's like, you can't explain it kind of thing eating away, our strength, that we can't follow the Lord.
对，甚至有可能我们的生活会慢慢失去喜乐，失去了那个追求的动力。
And perhaps our life would seem like it loses the joy and the motivation to follow the Lord.
对，所以我就是有一个感觉哈，我的负担就是在主面前寻求，但愿主能够加添我们的力量。
And my burden is to seek before the Lord for Him to add strength to us.
对，其实老实说，我花了很多时间在主面前寻求。
Honestly, I spent a lot of time seeking before the Lord.
因为我觉得我不太感觉不太会讲这个题目。
I feel I don't know how to speak on this topic.
可能是因为我的认识跟我的经历都有一些的限制。
Maybe there is some limit because due to my knowledge and my experience.
但是当我寻求到后来的时候。
But after a period of time.
对，我发现其实我也没有什么新奇或是不同的这个道理。
I feel I do not have any novel or new kind of doctrine.
对，我可能还是回到我们平常所强调的一些属灵的原则。
I return back to the spiritual principles that we often emphasize.
但是我想我的心愿就是说，如果弟兄姊妹，你羡慕能够在走主的道路上有力量，能够力上加力。
My desire is that, if brothers and sisters, that you hope that, you desire to have strength, when pursuing the Lord, strength to strength.
对，今天的交通就是我们彼此勉励。
And we'll encourage each other, with this message.
叫我们能够重新得力。
That will be renewed in our strength.
所以当然这个力量这个词哈，有时候圣经有一个 strength, 有一个 power。
And in the Bible for this, it can be strength or power.
照着我一般的感觉就是好像主那边是有个能力，有个 power 的。
From my view, it's like, on the side of God, it's like power.
然后他的 power 加在我们的身上的时候，很多时候成为我们的 strength, 或是我们被 strengthened。
When he gives us, you know, he adds his power to us and that we receive the strength.
有一个点我们要认识，就是真正的力量呢都是从主来的。
We have to know this, understand this, that the true strength is of the Lord.
我们看一下以赛亚书第五十章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第四节，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
我从这个大概一两年前，特别是这半年来，我特别羡慕这句话。
From the last 2 years, especially this past 6 months, I have really appreciate this verse.
有的时候我也可以感觉得到跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I can feel and through the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我知道这位弟兄或姊妹呢，感觉现在在属灵的力量上是有疲乏的。
That this brother or sister feel tired in this matter of spiritual strength.
哇，那个时候就非常恨不得有这种舌头。
At that time when Sherry, I really desire to have this kind of tongue.
对，这个有时候我们彼此的勉励呢，好像也不在于说我们话语能够讲多好。
Sometimes when we're encouraging one another, it's not a matter of how good we can speak.
但是如果有一种言语呢，是能够扶助疲乏的人。
But if there is a word that can be, can support, sustain the one who is weary.
这个词在叫人感觉非常的羡慕。
and we desire this.
并不是说我们自己有什么。
It's not how that we have something.
而是说我们能够从主那边呢，领受主的话语，能够在疲乏的人当中，能够把它扶持起来。
That we receive it from the Lord, that when someone is weary, that we can support this person.
所以在这句话里面，我们会发现，他强调的还不是说我们能够讲多少积极向上的那个很会讲的话。
This verse is not telling us that how much we can speak in a positive words.
它的着重点是在于，如果你能够扶持疲乏的人的之先，我这个人必须做一个受教的人。
The emphasis is in order to support one who is weary, we have to be one who's teachable first.
好像每天早晨呢，都可以得到主的提醒。
That every morning we can be reminded by the Lord.
所以我们慢慢明白说，为什么一个人能够把力量好像加添到另外一个人身上。
Then we gradually we understand how one person can add on strength to another.
是因为这个受教的人他自己先从主那边得到了供应。
It's because this one who is teachable has first received supply from the Lord.
他先从主的那边得到话语，得到更正，并且蒙了光照。
Because the person has received God's word and being awakened, being enlightened.
然后很奇妙的，主就可以给这样一个受教的人一个合适的话语，成为别人的帮助。
Then amazingly, the Lord can give word to the one who's teachable in order to support the one who is weary.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话肯定不是只限于像保罗、彼得这些的多讲话的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, this verse here, this word is not limited to Paul or Peter, who seemingly can speak very well.
对，所以我们每个人的责任呢，是我们一定要做一个受教的人。
Then our responsibility is that we ought to be one who is teachable.
然后在当我们如果在行走天路的时候缺乏力量呢，我们会有一个危险。
And when we are walking on this heavenly way, when we are lack of strength, there is a danger.
我们读两处的圣经哈。
We read two passages from the Bible.
生命记的25:17-18.
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verses 17 and 18.
生命记25:17-18。你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你进后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt, how he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, or the strugglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God.
对，这边是讲到当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候，受到亚玛利人的攻击。
This was when the Israelites were in the wilderness and they were being attacked by the Amalek.
好像在这个有一些疲乏困倦的呢是被击杀了。
And it seems here it says that those who were tired and weary, they were being killed.
我们再看一下那个彼得前书4:11。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 11.
彼得前书4:11，若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远，阿们。
Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies.So that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
对，所以在这个缺乏力量的这个方面，我用两个做例子或是做图画。
In this matter of lack of strength, I'll use two examples like pictures to see.
当以色列人在旷野行走的时候呢，他们受到不同程度的攻击。
When Israelites were in the wilderness, they have met different degrees of attack.
哎，亚玛力人是当中一个大的，大的。
Amalekites was one of the big ones.
在他们出埃及之后呢，离开埃及之后呢，他们第一个在旷野的征战就是跟亚玛力人。
The first battle after they left Egypt was with Amalekites.
那个时候，孙弟兄在讲约书亚记的时候，他有提到。
When Brother Sam was speaking of the book of Joshua, he mentioned that.
这个好像一个图画，我们在跟我们这个肉体在那里征战。
It's like a picture that we are in, we are battling against our own flesh.
但那一次呢，是特别选了那个约书亚，特别选了一些比较精壮的这个士兵。
But at that time, Joshua picked the strong soldiers.
然后摩西呢，他就在山上，在那边举着杖，在那边为他们祷告。
And Moses raised his staff and prayed.
对，那当如果摩西这个疲倦的话，他们就打败。
When Moses was tired and his hands were down, then they were going. Then they didn't succeed.
对，摩西有力的时候，他们就打胜。
When Moses was full of strength, then they were able to win.
但还有一次啊，是他们去那个探子去迦南地打探之后回来。
And when they sent the spies into Canaan, when they return.
然后那次他们就报了不好的消息，在那个以色列就在那边抱怨了。
So when they bear ill news, and the Israelites starts to murmur.
啊，他们就说，哎呀，这个摩西就告诉他们说，因为你们抱怨呢，所以你们没有办法马上进到迦南地。
And Moses told them because of your murmurings, you're not able to enter right away into the land of Canaan.
啊，当时他们就很不服气，啊，硬要去打一下，打个仗。
But you know they couldn't take that, so they wanted to go into battle.
结果他们就被亚玛力人还有迦南人打败而回。
But they were defeated by the Amalekites and the Canaanites, and they returned.
对，但是我刚刚念的这个《生命记》的25章这两句话，我感觉不完全一样。
But it's different from the passage here in Deuteronomy 25.
这个感觉有点像是说，当以色列在旷野中行进的时候。
It's like when the Israelites, as they were walking.
然后有人疲倦，有人感觉落后。落单。
And when some feeling tired and weary, and they're left, they're left alone, away from the group.
那感觉好像那个亚玛力人，我不知道怎么翻译啊，好像打游击一样，就是打游击，把那个后面落单人把一个一个把那个击杀了。
And the way they fight the battle, they kind of they went for the ones in the back, the stragglers.
所以在整批人当中，有一些人开始疲倦疲乏，他们就受到了攻击。
And in the whole group, there were some who were tired and weary, and they were being attacked.
对，这是一个图画。
And this is like a picture.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要警醒。我并不是说我们不会有软弱。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to be watchful. It's not to say that we won't have weakness.
对，但求主帮助我们成为一个警醒的人。并且成为一个常常重新得力的人。
But may the Lord help us to be one who is watchful and often being renewed in strength.
好，叫我们不被这些仇敌呢趁虚而入。
That we are not being attacked by the enemy just because we are tired and weary.
另外一个图画是讲到彼得。
The other picture speaks of Peter.
我们弟兄上一次有讲到那个腓力的爱。
Our brother last week spoke, shared with us on that love that's filial.
对，当然我们一定要记得说，主要炼尽我们对主的爱。
We have to know that the Lord wants to purify the love towards Him.
所以当彼得否认主之前呢，他有一个属肉体的一个对主的一个爱。
Before Peter denied the Lord, he has this love that is from the flesh.
对，他以为他能够为主而死。
And he thought he could die for the Lord.
他以为他能够跟随主到死到底。
He thought he can follow the Lord unto death.
结果他失败的很大。
But he was defeated greatly.
但是当最后，约翰福音最后一章，当主 三次问他你爱我吗？
Then at the end of John, the Lord asked him, do you love me? And he asked him three times.
对，这一次彼得他很小声地说，主啊，你知道我是Filio你的。
And the very last part, it says Peter, when he answered very softly that, you know, Lord, you know that I love you, but with the filial love.
所以从彼得的经历里面呢，我们发现一个从我们自己发出来的爱跟力量呢，是靠不住的。
And we know from Peter's experience that the love from our own flesh, from our own strength is not dependable.
当他面对试探，面对一个小小使女的一个质问的时候，他没有力量站住。
When he meets a temptation and the words of a maid servant, he was unable to have strength to stand firm.
他软弱，他跌倒得很大。
And he was weak and he fell very badly.
所以这次当我读到那个彼得前书，他比较晚年时候写的话。
When I read First Peter, at the point where Peter was when he was up in age,
他说，如果我们要服侍的话，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。
He said, when we serve, we have to serve by the strength which God supplies.
他学过一个功课了。
He has learned a lesson.
对，要跟随主，要服侍主，靠着我的力量是靠不住的。
To follow the Lord, to serve the Lord, in my own strength, that is not dependable.
所以他一生的服侍，他只能够说，我只能靠着主所赐的力量来服侍。
Then after that, his life of service, he said he can only serve by the strength which God supplies.
一方面，他深深的明白，他服侍必须是从主所给的力量。
He, on one hand, he knows that to serve, it has to be strength that is from the Lord.
另外一方面，好像也有一个意思，就是主给多少力量，你就能够服侍多少。
And on the other hand, it's how much God gives, how much strength the Lord supplies, it is how much you're able to serve.
所以我们会有个心愿说，愿主多加添我们的力量，好叫我们的度量 capacity 能够扩大。
And it is our desire that the Lord adds strength to us, that our capacity can be enlarged.
对，我们有机会跟比较年轻的朋友有一个福音的聚集。
We have the opportunity to gather with gospel friends who are younger.
对，我们定了一个主题哈，就是到底有没有神。
We set a topic, is there God?
所以当我们去思想这个题目的时候
，When we ponder on this topic，
对，我们有一些弟兄姊妹看到一个视频，就是讲到那个宇宙的浩大。
And some brothers and sisters have watched this video clip on how vast the universe is。
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要有一种很强烈的感觉，就是我们把神的能力看得太小了。
We have to really feel this that we have.Look at God's strength that is very little, that his power is so limited, little.
对，神是全能的神，他是有大能大力的神。
He's an almighty God with great power.
我们读两处圣经好，一处是在希伯来书第一章第三节。
We read two passages, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书一章三节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
OK， 他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。我就念到这里。
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power。
我们再看哥林多前书一章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18。
哥林多前书一章十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but on which are saved it is the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，这边我也是从两个方面来看，一个是神的创造。
And look from two sides, brothers and sisters. One is God's creation.
一个是十字架的大能。
and the other one is the power of the cross.
这个这个神的创造实在是太大太奇妙了。
That creation is vast and it's amazing.
我们今天这个宇宙那个大的真的不像话。
The universe is greatest beyond what we can say.
它的那个空间它的那个距离远远超过我们能够想象的。
The space, the distance is just beyond our imagination.
但是非常非常奇妙，照着目前科学最好的领会呢，它是从一个点开始的。
But amazingly, with what science can point to, that it just started with that very small point.
也就是说，那个点，那个可以，就是那个极小极小的点里面呢，涵盖了今天包含我们宇宙。所有的物质跟能量就在那个小小的点里面。
And all these energy and all everything is sort of at this very little point.
所以那个爆炸的那个力量，那个里面的能量，实在是难以想象。
And the explosive power of that point is beyond our imagination.
弟兄姊妹，我们都信主，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, we all believe in the Lord.
我们也相信神创造了天地。
And we believe that God created heaven and earth.
我们一定要知道说，那个宇宙所有的能量物质都是从神来的。
We have to know that all these energy and matters is from the Lord.
对，直到如今哈，那个天文学家还是不那么明白为什么这些星系、这些星球能够一直在那边转，高速的运转。
And even until now, they don't understand how these planets can go so fast. All of these things.
因为那个需要极大的那个能量在那边拖住它们，一直在那边运动。
Because all these orbits, it has to have that, just that energy to support it, to sustain it.
对，所以我实在觉得有时候我们去思想福音的问题，或是去传福音，对我们信主的人还是有帮助的。
I feel that it is helpful sometimes when we ponder on these questions of the gospel and to preach the gospel.
当我们去思想的时候，我们更觉得我们所信的神。是何等的令人敬畏，他的能力是何等的浩大。
And as we ponder, we can see how we can start to really be in awe of his the power of his creation and to fear him.
对，另外一个呢，就是刚才那个保罗哥林多前书，他说十字架的道理大家都觉得很愚昧。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul said, you know, people think that crosses, you know, it's foolishness.
但是对我们这些信主的人来说呢，却是神的大能。
But for us who are saved, it is the power of God.
对，有弟兄形容这个大能叫做炸药的炸力。
Brothers have described this power as like the explosive strength of the bomb.
对，我记得好像是哪，不知道是哪位弟兄他说。死亡呢？这个死亡是宇宙当中最大的能力。
And this brother described that the death is the biggest, greatest strength in the entire universe.
应该是说在神之外呢，宇宙当中一个很大的一个 power.
Besides God, that is the greatest power in the universe.
然后那个。阴间哈，那个阴间的那个范围，那个阴间是最牢不可破的。
And the sphere of that Hades, you know, it's so strong you cannot break it.
对，没有人，对，没有一个活的能够逃避这个死亡的威胁。
And no living person, no living ones can escape the threat of death.
所以当主耶稣告诉彼得说他把阴间的钥匙给他的时候
But when the Lord Jesus said to Peter that I'll give to you the keys to Hades
它有一个意思就是说，对于主耶稣来说哈，这个阴间就像在家里面进出一样那么容易。
It kind of says that, you know, to Jesus that, you know, going to Hades is like you going to your house. It's so easy. You just unlock.
原来是什么呢？你只要一死，被关在阴间里面，你是出不来的。
Because when you die, you know, originally when you die, you're being locked into Hades. That's it. You're there.
但对主耶稣来讲，好像那个开门关门、开门关门的，很好像进出家厨房一样那么容易。
But to our Lord Jesus, you know, it's so, you know, to him, you know, he can just open the door and close the door, open the door and close the door, like you're, you know, entering and exiting your house.
所以这个十字架呢，废掉了这些死的权势。
The cross had do away with the power of death.
所以不管如何，弟兄姊妹，我们要信得过神是大有能力的神。
We have to trust, no matter what, that the Lord, he is of great power.
然后因此呢，我们应该有一个爱慕跟盼望。
We ought to have this love, this hope.
我们基督徒的生活也应该要有充满属天的活力。
The life of Christians ought to have this heavenly liveliness.
当那个保罗在那个罗马被关了两年。
When Paul was imprisoned for 2 years in Rome.
我记得哈，在一些在疫情初期的时候，我应该是用了保罗的关的这个时间来我们来彼此勉励过。
I recall that in the beginning of the pandemic, I have compared the imprisonment of Paul in Rome to our being staying at home.
因为他在那个罗马软禁的那个两年的时间呢，跟我们现在的情况有一点点像。
Because his house arrest in Rome is very kind of similar to what we are having now.
他能够服侍的范围被限制，但是又稍微有一点点自由。
The area in which he could serve and is very limited, but he still had some freedom.
所以那个时候，我在主面前实在有一个感觉哈，我真的是盼望有像保罗那样子。
And at that time, I have this hope before the Lord to desire to be like Paul.
虽然保罗被关在那边两年，可是他却在这段时间呢，从主那边得到明亮的启示和得着。
Because Paul was being in prison, yet he was able to receive from the Lord this light, this enlightenment that from the Lord.
所以像以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书都是非常重要的书信。
These epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们想一想哈，如果你是保罗
，Brothers and sisters, imagine if you're Paul.
你被这边软禁了。两年的时间
，house arrest for 2 years。
其实这个很容易消磨人的那个心智跟他的力量的，他的力量。
It easily kills you know the will and strength of man。
因为他整个人有点被外面的环境绑住了。
And you're being binded by the outward circumstances。
但有可能保罗在某些的情形里面，他可能也感觉会有一点疲乏。
Maybe in some ways Paul also felt a little weary.
但是我发现在他的这个三封书信里面有他得力的秘诀。
But in these three epistles, you know, I have found the way that he has gotten, received his strength.
对，其实这些秘诀也都是我们平常多在强调的。
And these secrets to receiving strength is what we have always emphasized.
我记得我信主我也忘了几年吧，五年、七年、八年那个时候。
After I received the Lord, for about 5 to 7, 8 years.
然后我就综合了，那些年日我的从弟兄们的得着。
And I kind of combined together what I have received from the brothers all those years.
我自己就定了三个方面，我应该要。小心要注意要多追求的。
I have set 3 things that I feel I have to be careful and to really pursue.
对，第一个就是我需要常学习圣灵的管制。
that first thing is to have to learn often the control of the Holy Spirit.
其实换句话说，这件事情就是要多学习走里面那个生命的路。
In other words, is to learn to walk in the inward way.
第二个就是我要学习多学习背十字架。
Secondly, is to have to learn to bear the cross.
因为这个是跟随主做主门徒的一个唯一的条件。
Because this is the only criteria, the one criteria that we, for following the Lord, to be a disciple of the Lord.
对，第三个就是我需要一生继续多认识神永远的旨意。
That the third one is that during this lifetime, I have to know more and more of the eternal purpose of God.
对，直到今天我不会忘记，因为这三个方向应该是我要常常注意要学的。
And I do not forget even until today that these three things are the ones that I have to pay attention to learn before the Lord.
然后从保罗的书信里面呢，我发现这三个方向也跟我们得不得利是有关系的。
And from Paul's epistles, I have found that these have to do a lot of whether we receive strength.
我们读一下这个以弗所书第一章。
Read Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十八十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 18-19.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power.
这边讲到一个应许或是我们的地位呢，他要在我们信的人身上显出他的能力是何等浩大。
It's like a promise that pointing that he is going to show to us who believe the working of his mighty power.
我们再看以弗所书第三章的十六节。
Also in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
然后后面这几句我不念，我们跳到二十节。
Verse 20.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边当保罗讲这些话跟做这些祷告有这些祷告的时候呢，这是因为他身上有这些经历过。
Brothers and sisters, when Paul speaks of these, when he prays this way, because he has experienced it in his life.
他一方面他知道说神的能力非常的浩大，要显在我们这些人的身上。
One thing is that he knows the exceedingly greatness of God's power that is to be on us.
然后他就祷告说，求主，借着他的灵，叫我们里面那个人的力量刚强起来。
So he prayed to that the Lord through His Spirit will strengthen our inner man.
然后神就能够照着他运行在我们心里的那个大力呢，来成就他的工作。
And that the Lord can accomplish His work according to the working of His mighty power in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们那个力量呢，是我们那个里面的人要能够刚强起来。
Brothers and sisters, that strength that coming from the inner man that has been strengthened.
所以弟兄姊妹，没有别的捷径，是主，我们需要常常学习有那个生命的感觉跟顺服里面那个生命的引导。
Brothers and sisters, there is no shortcut, but that we will have to follow the inward way that the Spirit is leading in us.
这个刚强并不是好像很遥远，好像只有江弟兄才刚强。
This being strengthened is not a far-fetched thing, you know. It's not like only Brother Kong can be strengthened.
因为这个灵他的那个主的那个扎力的生命已经在我们里面了。
Because the spirit, that the Lord has, the strength from the Lord is already in us.
我们不要只去幻想说一下子要变得非常大能刚强的人。
No, we're not just, you know, having this, illusion, like, you know, we can be like a very super person.
对，我们的刚强是因为我们在平常的日子里面跟我们这位生命大能的主连在一起的缘故。
Our being strengthened, being strong is because in daily life, we are already connected to the Lord.
在约翰福音第五章里面有一个38年的病人，我们就不翻了。
And in, John, there is this, one who is, sick for 38 years.
对，他病了38年，行动不方便，走不动。
And for 38 years, he was not able to, you know, go about freely.
所以当约翰写约翰福音的时候呢，他想要把那个生命的各方各面用神迹来表达。
When John was writing, the gospel, he wanted to express, the life, you know, through all these miracles.
所以以前有一次孙弟兄来，他就跟我们交通说，这个38年病人的神迹呢，是一个表明行走有力的生命。
And my brother's son shared with us of this, one who's sick for 38 years, he said it's toshow to us how the person can walk, with strength.
然后在这个神迹之后 的里面呢，还隐藏了一个，还有一个意义。
And there is a meaning to this miracle.
因为他们在那个五个廊子底下，大家都很软弱。
Because they were, all very weak in these five porches.
然后通常在圣经里面，五这个数字呢，是表示律法，摩西五经的律法。
In the Bible, five speaks of the law of Moses.
好像这个人就是从属灵的意义来看呢，当这个人只是用一个律法去钳制他的时候呢，他是非常软弱的，是走不动。
And、from a spiritual view, if you're just using the law, you know, he can't walk.
所以弟兄姊妹没有错，有的时候我们读圣经，我们祷告，我们聚会，好像有一点点像是律法的感觉。
Sometimes, indeed, we feel, you know, when we read the Bible, we pray, we come to the meetings, it has a little bit of that law in there.
但是我们越过，一定要在各方各面都是从生命来成为我们的供应的。
But gradually, we have to, be supplied by life in all these areas.
然后我们读圣经，但愿是从主的话语里面有一个活的生命的供应。
That when we're reading the Bible, that the Lord has that living life, supplying us.
所以我们就有一个力量，我们要继续的去读它。
And we have the strength to continue to read.
我们感觉读的时候，有这个活泼生命，那个粮食成为我们的饱足。
That when we read, it's this lively, supply, this bread, living bread, become our, full, it'll fill us up.
对，所以以前呢，都要那个这个查经组组长叫大家这个礼拜读多什么什么什么的，以前都要这样子规定。
In the past, you know, have the group, Bible study group leader have say you have to read so much and so much.
啊不，规定还是有好处哈。
Oh, but it still benefits us sometimes.
但是我们总要到一个情形里面，所以当我们读的时候，我不敢说每一次，但是常常或是总是有一些活泼生命的供应成为我们的推动力量。
But I have to come to a point where you know, gradually we, are wanting to read and the, there is some light and life supplying us.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个生命才能够给我们往前的那个活力。
Only this life can give us the strength, to go forward.
其实祷告也是一样，以弗所书六章十八节。
And the same with prayer, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8.
以弗所书六章十八到二十。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 to 20。
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me that utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in bonds that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现保罗他在这边，他觉得他需要靠着倚靠主，在祷告当中倚靠主才有胆量。
Here, brothers and sisters, we see that Paul, he has to rely on God to pray in order to pray boldness.
对，有时候我们祷告，其实我也承认，有时候祷告好像是就是虚应故事，就是好像一个 duty 一样。
Sometimes when we pray, I have to admit, sometimes we pray as if for the sake of praying.
对，但是当我们觉得说我靠自己靠不住了，我必须要来倚靠主。我们自然里面有个动力要在主面前好好迫切祷告。
And when we come to a point where we cannot rely on ourselves anymore, we have this urge to come and pray before the Lord and to rely on Him.
对，甚至保罗其实根本也不信靠信任他自己的力量，他需要弟兄姊妹在祷告当中扶持他。
And Paul no longer rely on his own strength, but he needed brothers and sisters to pray and support him.
我好像突然讲的比较快，大概时间不够了。
I think there's limited time. I'm speaking very fast now.
第二个就是那个腓立比书。
And another place is in Philippians.
腓立比书第三章第十跟十一节。
Chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead, from the dead.
再看腓立比书四章的第十一到十三节。
Philippians chapter 4:11 to 13.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
对，所以保罗这边得到一个秘诀。
So Paul has gained the secret.
他不仅是一个常常知足的人。
Not only is he one who is always content.
他这句话，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
不是另外一个翻译，我想两个都可以。另外一个翻译就是说 ，I have strength for all things in Him that gives me power. 就是说，我在所有事上呢都有力量。
That I have all things
for all things.
I have all things. I have strength in all things.
对，也就是说他在。每一件事情上面他都感觉有力。
That in all things he has this strength.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为在他身上他晓得了什么叫做复活的大能。
Because in him, he knows the power of the resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，我们有多少时候虽然我们还没死。
Brothers and sisters, how many times, even though we are not dead yet,
但是我们里面的那种情况，感觉就是一种死亡黑暗的情况。
But the inside, that state, is like death.
对，我以前讲过我的见证。
I speak of my testimony.
就是有一次，就是当我在做博士研究的时候。
When I was doing research, during my PhD.
我一直感觉有一个同学一直想要抢我的那个做的题目。
I feel that I have felt that my colleague wanted to take away my topic.
那当然就是我自己太小人才会这样子。
That was kind of all in my head.
但有一次呢，他甚至跟我的那个就是本来应该是我带的一个 master 学生在那跟他讨论。
He was going to have some discussion with a master, a student who I was mentoring.
Wow, 那天真的 生气得不得了，然后表面很
平
面气炸了。
I was really mad, even though, you know, I look okay out at front, but, you know, I was very mad.
对，我实在看不下去，自己跑到那个旁边的房间，自己一个人。
I couldn't stand that, and so I left to go to the next room.
对，所以当我在那边，但我还是跟主祷告。
I still pray to the Lord.
里面气得跟气球一样，真是快要炸掉了。
I was so mad, it's like a balloon about to burst.
对，但突然之间，主跟我讲了一句话。
All of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me.
他说：“我这个研究题目根本不是你的。”
And this topic, you know, our research is not of you.
这个题目是我给你的。
I gave you this.
不是属于你的。
It doesn't belong to you.
你知道，突然之间有一个很大的平安就充满在我心里面。
All of a sudden, the unspeakable peace came to me.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们不要把复活的大能想得太难达到。
Brothers and sisters, don't feel like this power of the resurrection is kind of not attainable.
我们一定要记得有个原则，若是我愿意舍己，背起我的十字架。
We have to remember this principle that if I'm willing to lay myself down and bear the cross,
他那个复活的生命呢，就要从那个死亡当中能够好像显出来。
The resurrected life will be kind of manifested through that death.
我再举一个平常生活聚会生活的例子。
I'll mention another example of, you know, while we're gathering together.
在哥林多前书14章26节。
First Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 26.
14章26节，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying.
我在前一阵子跟所在的小组交通过。
I shared it previously with a group.
我在出信的时候呢，我读到信徒造就里面提到这句话。
When I first believed in the Lord, when we are reading,The basic principles of life, I came to this passage here.
我心中就有一个很深刻的印象，知道说我来聚会呢，不是为着我自己。
I have this deep impression in me that I come to the meeting not for myself.
我来的聚会呢，凡事都是为了造就别人。
It's all being done to edify others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在聚会还是一直都有，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, we continue to have meetings, right?
对，有的人可能聚会还不少呢。
Some have a lot of meetings.
你觉得你在聚会当中感觉有力吗
？Do you feel that strength when you come to the meetings?
我知道你们现在来的人，可能很多都跟我一样，以前都很乖。
I know maybe most of you are like me. I was very a good student coming.
对，乖乖来聚会。
I'll come to the meeting.
但你会不会有时候一直聚，天天不是天天聚，就是每个礼拜一直聚，你会不会觉得有点疲乏呢
？Do you feel weary coming to the meeting week after week after week?
但我希望不太有啦，就是但如果你感觉有一些疲倦。
I hope that is not the case, but if you do feel weary,
这个是我的秘诀。
This is my secret.
就是当你来到聚会的时候，你心中想的不是你自己。
So when you come to the meeting, in your heart, you're not thinking of yourself.
你想的是说，弟兄姊妹可不可以在这个聚会里面得到帮助呢？
That you have to think about, can brothers and sisters be able to be helped by coming to this meeting?
对，弟兄姊妹能不能听见主？对他们说话呢
？Can brothers and sisters hear the Lord speaking to them？
能不能在这聚会当中遇见我们的主呢
？Can we meet the Lord？ Encounter our Lord in this meeting？
但也不要误会啊，我来到聚会，我还是要来遇见主。
Indeed, you know, do not misunderstand. When I come to meeting, I want to encounter the Lord.
我就发现好了，如果我们是这样的一个心思、一个态度的话
，I feel that when I realize that when we come with such an attitude, with such a mindfulness,
很特别的，就是你来我来聚会会有一个多出来的动力。
I will have this motivation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我前一阵子我们周六呢有一些比较有一些改变。
Brothers and sisters, recently we have some changes in the Saturday meetings.
然后我就有点紧张。
I was a little anxious.
对，可是可能我个人的猜想啊，就是我怕有的弟兄姊妹会觉得到了一个小组里面，这个小组组长，比如说比伟修弟兄年轻了20岁这样子，感觉好像太年轻这样子。
This is just my own thoughts, you know, like, you know, maybe some brothers and sisters come to a meeting and say, oh, you know, the one who coordinates is so much younger, like, than our brother Wei Xiu.
所以我至少跟组员提过，我相信至少三次。
I believe I mentioned to them 3 times.
我说哈，你们不管去哪一个聚会。
No matter which meeting gathering you go to,
你一定要记得说你要 support 这个聚会。
That you come to support the meeting.
你来了呢，不要看组长年轻。
When you come, do not see that the group leader is so young.
要为他祷告，要希望这个聚会呢，不是为组长，也不是为谁，就希望这个聚会呢，弟兄姊妹都能够遇见主。
We have to pray for the group leader and that pray for everyone that at the meeting, everyone can encounter the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一个是我们平常生活里面一个十字架的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is the principle of the cross in our daily life.
不要小看这种原则。
Do not belittle this principle.
从加添力量的角度来看，主会加力量给你的。
In this matter of adding strength, the Lord will add strength to us.
你心中想的是别人得祝福，其实主也会给你加上祝福的。
In your heart, you want others to be blessed, but the Lord will also bless you.
最后一个哈，哥罗西书第一章9-11节。
Last part, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11.
哥罗西书一章九二十一节
Colossians 1:9-11.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
保罗在他监禁的时候呢，切切为这些弟兄姊妹祷告，希望他们满心知道神的旨意。
That Paul being in prison, he still pray wholeheartedly that these brothers and sisters would know the will of God.
为什么？因为保罗自己本身，他知道认识神的旨意是非常的重要。
Why? Because Paul himself knows that it's so important to know God's will.
然后他也知道说，借着这个认识神的旨意，能够叫我们在各样的事上力上加力。
He also know that by knowing God's will, that in all things we can go from strength to strength.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们平常也都强调说，我们要多多的要认识神的旨意。
And brothers and sisters, during oftentimes we mention that we have to know God's will.
为什么呢
？But why?
因为有一个目标哈，它会产生力量，也会产生追求的意义。
because there is a goal that it will cause us to have the strength, to have the meaning.
当你有意义的时候，你就觉得做这件事情，在这个追求上面，你就会有力量，有推动的力量。
When you find meaning in it, then when you're doing it, then you will have strength.
在诗篇84篇我们开头念的那一段。
In Psalm 84, when we first read,
这是一个图画，也讲到我们今天的基督徒。
It's a picture and also speaks about the Christians today.
那个锡安就是我们的目标。
Zion is our goal.
我们现在就在这个从低处往高处走的一个路上。
We are on this path going from a low place to a high place.
因为他那边啊，虽然他们经过流泪谷，但是有一个秋雨的之福。
Even though they went through the valley of the tears, but then there is a spring waiting for them.
这个是应该是秋天了。
It's in the autumn.
很可能他描述的是他们在祝棚节这个节期要往耶路撒冷朝见神。
And this is during the Feast of the Tabernacles. No, stop. Yeah.
Okay. 所以这个也预表到我们今天要面对要来的主的国度。
It also speaks to the kingdom that we are facing.
我们已经经过了逾越节，我们是神的羔羊，是我们的救主。
And we also went through the Passover, the Lord being our Savior.
我们经过了五旬节，我们圣灵住在我们里面。
And through Pentecost, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
接下来我们所面对的就是这个祝棚节所代表主的再来，他的国度的降临。
Then we are, right now we are facing,
祝棚节。
Yeah.
就是主的再来跟他国度的降临。
Then we are facing his, return and his kingdom.
所以这些弟兄姊妹当他们越接近目标的时候他们感觉力上加力。
When the closer they are to the goal, then they feel it's from strength to strength.
也就是说他越接近那个目标你感觉越兴奋越有力。
The closer they are towards this goal, the more excited and more strengthened they become.
弟兄姊妹，也许这不是我们今天的状况，但是我们应该愿意，这应该是我们今天的状况。
And even though it may not be our state today, but we have to have that willingness and the desire that this is our, that will be our state.
所以我想好，我今天的负担就是愿意说，我们能够在这一段时间不仅是疫情期间也是在主来快来的这个时间。
That during this time, not just the pandemic, but that in this period of time before the Lord's return.
我们能够在主那里得着力量力上加力继续往前。
That from the Lord we can receive strength, that strength, to strength, we can continue forward.
对我时间可能没有控制得很好但是我盼望能够跟弟兄姊妹再唱一首诗歌。
Even though we have limited time, I would like to also sing another hymn with you.
因为我这个礼拜感觉很想唱这首诗歌。
This week I've been wanting to sing this hymn.
但部分原因是因为那个我们的叶子变色了。
Because partly the leaves are changing color.
但是我也觉得这首诗歌跟我今天讲的这个感觉很相近。
But this hymn speaks to what I'm feeling this message.
谢谢弟兄们把这个英文放上去。
We thank the brothers for putting the English translation on there.
OK， 所以弟兄姊妹，我们再走走吧。我们最后有一点祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's continue to walk on the and let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们再次认定，主啊，你是我们力量的泉源。
Lord Jesus, as we come before you, we again acknowledge that you are the source of strength.
主啊，所有的环境，主啊，都是你所安排的。
And all the circumstances are of you.
让我们带着一个知足的心，能够力上加力的继续来跟随你。
That we have a content heart, that strength to strength, we will follow you.
主啊，但愿主在我们个人的生活，在我们的家里面，主啊，常常做我们随时的帮助。
But in our lives and in our house, that you will be our help.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.